time's now 8:40 on this Thursday morning, and joining me in the studio is Bob McClory, here to also introduce some distinguished young women in conjunction with the Distinguished Young Women Scholarship Competition coming up this weekend, is it?
We have a program coming up here on Saturday, and that will be on March 19th. We have 9 participants in this year's state program, and they're all bright, they're all energetic, artistic, athletic, and involved in their communities. And all of them are excited about the prospects of making some scholarship money. So we'll have we're hoping to have a good turnout to watch all the students perform. It's going to be at 7 p.m. over at K High Auditorium, so we hope you all come. Every state has a state program, and last year's program was fortunate to have not just a state winner in Moira Nakata, but become the national representative. Moira Nakata cleaned up big time in Mobile, Alabama, and she just got done with a speaking engagement with Lisa Murkowski in D.C., and jumped on a plane and flew over all night to get here to help with this year's program. So I'm hoping that they'll have a chance to give some insight on the history of the program. And Pam Patterson is the national chair for the entire program nationwide. And she's here to observe and see how a little program like Alaska can actually do so well at a national level.
Well, welcome, ladies. Maybe more you can tell me about what it was like going to the national program, the differences between state level and national.
So it's a lot bigger. There are 49 other girls that you go and meet, and they've all come from, you know, competitive backgrounds where they're just serving their community. They're stellar students. They're all very athletic. So going there and meeting them is kind of overwhelming, but then you start to see that you're there for a reason. And yeah, it's just a really great opportunity to meet some amazing girls that inspire you.
And I guess I'm just curious. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Last year. Was it a surprise to you? What did that feel like? I mean, are you still surprised?
Yes, it was definitely a surprise. I don't think anyone was expecting it at all. Like, I mean, nobody. I talked to a lot of the girls, and they're like, yeah, you were kind of just, no one had you in the top 10, you know, like, we knew you had some good Irish dancing skills, but no one had put you up there in, like, you know, top 10. I was like, yeah, I mean, I didn't think that either. So, of course, after winning overall interview, overall talent, I didn't realize that was 50% of the competition. And so, you know, I'm just standing there smiling, and then the girls are like, oh, Moira, you won it, you won it. I'm like, no, please stop. And so then they call out, you know, top 3 and then top 2, and then I had won the national title. And so obviously that was a huge shock to everybody, and my parents were screaming and crying, and yeah, so.
And maybe tell us a little bit about what that national win means. I'm guessing it's more scholarship money.
Mm-hmm. So it was $50,000, as well as various full rides to colleges across the nation. I think it was over $50,000, actually, close to $60,000. So I took a full ride to the University of South Alabama. That's full tuition, room and board, early acceptance into the nursing program automatically. And so I can save the majority of my scholarship money for medical school.
So that's where you're at right now then?
Yes, the University of South Alabama, which is in Mobile, Alabama, which is where Distinguished Young Women is based.
Okay. And for you coming down to Alaska, or up to Alaska, have you been here before?
I've never been to Alaska before. Moira Chaperone, Kathy Latta, and I came for the program, and we were excited to come to Alaska, but excited also to come to this program because it just has so much life and so much energy, and we're able to touch a lot of lives in Alaska through the Distinguished Young Women program and through our Be Your Best Self initiative. So we were excited to come.
And you mentioned that the program started in Mobile, Alabama. How did it spread across the country and all the way to Alaska?
It's actually a product of a vision that the Mobile JCs had 59 years ago through offering. There was a program in Mobile, our Azalea Trail Maids, who are our official hostesses for the city, and we had a program for a pageant, if you will, for those young women, and named a queen, and the Mobile JCs through that thought that it would be so great if we could, if they could offer scholarship money to young women all across the country. So the program grew out of that vision that they had, and from that over the years has changed to become the scholarship program that it is today. And over the course of the last 58 years, we've awarded over $104 million in cash scholarships, and the class of 2016 will have available, which the new Distinguished Young Women of Alaska will be a part of, will have over $1 billion in college-granted scholarships available from colleges across the country. So,
and you mentioned pageant, and I know there are some, you know, talented aspects. You mentioned Irish dancing is your forte. Maura, I'm just curious, was there any sort of reservation about the pageant part, or, you know?
Well, my sister had done Distinguished Young Women, then 5 years ago it was called America's Junior Miss. And so that kind of sounds more like a pageant. And I guess the only pageanty aspect of it was walking around on stage in a nice dress and heels. But then they're answering a question that does not sound pageanty at all. They're using their brains and everything to answer this question, and they're expressing exactly who they are instead of fitting this cookie cutter mold, okay? And so I was a little bit reluctant to turn in my application because I've never been someone to walk around in a dress and heels. I prefer tennis shoes and, you know, some Nike shorts and running around. But I knew that the rest of this scholarship program was so meaningful and wholesome. And I don't mean the rest of it, meaning that this question on stage wasn't a huge part of it. But when I went and did it and experienced what it was like when I came here for the Alaska program, it's nothing like a pageant at all.
Okay, so you're not from Ketchikan. Where are you from here in
Alaska? I'm from Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll be here this weekend just to kind of talk to the girls going through it here, or?
Right. I'll be sharing what the experience of going to the Nationals is like, spreading the Be Your Best Self program, which is kind of like the platform of Distinguished Young Women. And if they have any questions, I'll be able to answer them. And just pretty much sharing this Alaskan program with them this year. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And then after this weekend, are you back to school?
Yes, we got back to Mobile, Alabama at midnight, and then I go back to school immediately.
Awesome.
Maura's on spring break this week, so it's made it great for us to be able to bring her, to come with her during her spring break from South, to be able to participate and hand over her state title to a new Distinguished Young Woman of Alaska. But, of course, she will continue her Distinguished Young Woman of America responsibilities until June, when she hands that title over to a new representative. And who knows? Wow. There could be a second person from Alaska to awesome. Do that. Maura was our first Alaskan Distinguished Young Woman to be the national winner, so we were thrilled with that.
I was wondering if that might be the case.
Yes. I was wondering if your audience might be interested in all the different speaking responsibilities that she's had over engagements.
Just over the last few months,
over
I guess.
Over last year.
Well, okay, so it began with Read Across America Day. I went and read a book called Not Norman to about 900 school children. And then I was able to share the Be Your Best Self program. And Be Your Best Self is based off of 5 key points, which are be healthy, be ambitious, be involved, be responsible, and be studious. And so we're teaching kids and young women how to be their best selves through these 5 key points. And so then after that was Veterans Day, I believe. That was the next big thing. And so I was in a parade for Veterans Day, honoring, you know, the veterans of the United States. And then I went and spoke to about 1,500 more people, and we spread the Be Your Best Self program. What else have I spoken?
These are all events happening in Alabama, or these have been across the country?
Yes, okay. Mostly in Alabama. Mm-hmm.
The bowl you did.
Then you did Senior Bowl.
Senior Bowl, but I didn't have to speak.
But you visited the hospitals.
Oh yes, we went
to
the USA Children's and Women's Hospital, and I was able to speak to some of the young girls that were sick there about Distinguished Young Women a little bit, and hold some really, really cute babies that had some illnesses.
And your most recent, where did from D.C., our meetings that we had?
Oh, yes. So we met with some congressmen and senators from Alabama and Alaska, and we were talking about distinguishing women, and so that was really, really cool to do. We met with Lisa Murkowski, like Mr. McLaurie said, and also Don Young, Senator Shelby, and
Senator Jeff Sessions.
Yes. So, yeah, those are some of the things that I've been able to speak about.
Awesome. And have you felt like you've adjusted to Alabama?
I think my blood has thinned. I came up here to Ketchikan. I was shivering outside, which is not normal. So, yes, I think so far, although it is getting to be 86 degrees again and humid. So we've got that to look forward to.
Yep. So for people listening, you mentioned at the beginning that this is open to the public. Is there anything they need to know before going into it? I'm guessing this is a program at Ketchikan High School?
Yes, it'll be at high school, and I think we have $10 for adults, $5 for seniors and students, and then kids under five are all free. So it's all the money goes to good cause. We're hoping to be able to give away $7,500 in cash awards. University of Alaska throws in some tuition awards as well and make that available. And then state winners also have access to a number of different national type of college granted scholarships that are available. We'll have 12 different award categories, and we have 9 young ladies participating, and our goal is to try and take all the very generous donations from all across Alaska and particularly this local community and get it out to young women that are heading off to four-year college degree programs. That's what the program's all about, is to encourage people to go off to college.
Right, just to mention that you're the high school counselor, I guess, or junior-senior counselor?
Junior-senior counselor at the high school.
And so you do a lot of work with scholarships, so it sounds like you are definitely the person putting this on, and thanks for doing that and coming here to talk about it.
Thank you so much for getting the word out. It really is a great program, and we appreciate the opportunity to invite all the whole community to come in. And we want to thank everybody in the community for all their donations and generosity to make it happen.
Awesome. Again, that's the Distinguished Young Women here in town this weekend.
Saturday.
Community Radio on KRBD is supported by Schmock Mechanical Contractors, featuring Toyo laser heaters with fuel-saving mode, a full-service dealer providing installation, fuel tanks, and parts. Open 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday at 949 Stedman Street. Toyo laser heaters at Schmock.
KRBD programming receives support from Tongass Federal Credit Union, founded by teachers and now operating a school savings program in Ketchikan, Metlakatla, and schools on Prince of Wales Island. Teaching youth to set goals, save money, and plan spending with a credit builder loan and savings builder certificate. More information available, www.tongassfcu.com.